From the Hollywood blockbuster to the most thoughtful art house offering, we cover the movies for you on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, inviting you to join Russ Collins and me each Thursday morning for Cinema Chat. We preview all of the movies available to you in the area, we'll fill you in on any special movie screenings, and we'll cover the week's Hollywood news. It's informative and it's fun. It's Cinema Chat, 7:50 every Thursday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. It is 7:50 on a Thursday morning. I'm David Fair, and as I come back to you, I bring with me the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, as he is every Thursday, for Cinema Chat. And I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks, so it's very nice to be back with you.
Yes, good to be back with you, and I'm sure you had a wonderful, relaxing time with some...
How do you spell that word? Relaxing? What was that?
Good point.
Well, so, what is up?
Well, tonight there's a very cool event. A film called All or Nothing is looking to be made in our area, and they've shot some of preliminary footage for the film. And a guy by the name of Charles Campbell is the writer and screenwriter. As the writer and director.
It's a fascinating subject.
And it is. It's about the Underground Railroad and the role Washtenaw County played. So it doesn't all take place in Washtenaw County because the slaves that were ushered through the real history
in this area.
There is. And so we look to see that highlighted. And you can find out more about it and even become an investor in the film tonight at 7 o'clock in the Michigan
Admission
Theater
is free.
Screening.
Yeah,
yep.
So check it out.
Yeah, come and check it out. They're going to put together a... crowdfunding kind of thing, and you can find out more about it tonight at 7 o'clock.
So now, for many, particularly the female population that is listening at this moment, if I say you can have George Clooney for free, or you're going to get exclusive access to George Clooney, they're going to be happy.
Right, it's not free, but that's right. On a week from today, Thursday, May 21st, at 7 o'clock, the Michigan Theater is one of just 15 movie palaces handpicked by the director Brad Bird, who's directed Tomorrowland, starring George Clooney, and Britt Robertson, who's a wonderful young lady who stars in this film with George Clooney. And George Clooney plays a former wunderkind, a boy genius, who has become disillusioned with life now that he's reached middle age. And the story progresses that this this young woman has this amulet, this thing that if it touches it, that takes her to a completely different time and place, and they try to figure
thus
it all out. Yes, thus Tomorrowland. So Brad Bird directed the animated films The Incredibles, and Iron Giant, and lots of other stuff. He resides at Pixar, mostly. He also directed Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, so he's done live action, big Hollywood stuff.
But he earned the trust of an A-list actor like George Clooney.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And so anyway, Tomorrowland opens actually a week from this Friday, but the special screening is going to be Thursday, 7 o'clock, 9:45 at the Michigan Theater. Put it on your calendar.
There you go. Only one of 15 places in the entire country you're going to
get
that access.
Movie palaces, absolutely. So the Cinetopia International Film Festival is coming up. It opens on June the 5th with a special screening free on the lawn of the Detroit Institute of Art of Khalil Gibran's The Prophet, an animated version of that poetry. All in all, there's going to be over 70 films, 18 different venues around the metropolitan Detroit area, 150 screenings. There's 16 story-based action films that are in English language, 25 foreign language films from 22 different countries, 12 documentaries, 16 classic films, and 3 programs of shorts. Lots and lots to see. The festival opens in Ann Arbor on the 11th, but the Monday before that, that's a Thursday, the Monday before that, there's a Orson Welles Symposium that the University of Michigan Screen Arts and Cultures and the University
Rosebud.
Libraries. That's right. We're not showing Citizen Kane, but we're showing a lot of really interesting Orson Welles stuff, including some of his other feature films, F is for Fake, Magnificent Ambersons, and lots of other stuff.
He is truly among the revered.
He is, and the University of Michigan is one of only 3 collections of Orson Welles material in the country. They got a special display that they put together that will be at the Graduate Library. And again, these are, we've got Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, We just added the closing film in Ann Arbor on Sunday the 14th is Mistress America, which is Noah Baumbach's film. And we were approached by the studio to premiere this here in Michigan. I saw it at Sundance, and it's a very
compelling
festival film.
And, of course, the theater and its board really starting to make a mark.
Yeah, I think so. So you can get your passes on sale right now at CinetopiaFestival.org. Individual tickets go on sale for Michigan Theater members this Friday and a week from Friday for everybody
else. Well, we'll certainly
be
talking more about that, but what can I do this weekend?
Well, this weekend you can go see Far from the Madding Crowd.
That's maddening to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's based on the literary classic by Tom Hardy. It stars Carey Mulligan as a youngish woman who has three different suitors, and she has some property. This is in 1800s England, and there's a sheep farmer who's he's a hardworking guy. There's a handsome but reckless sergeant, a military guy, and a prosperous, mature bachelor played by Michael Sheen. The performances in this film are wonderful. The preliminary reviews are great. Far from the Madding Crowd opens Friday at the Michigan Theater. At your multiplex, the Mad Max film, which stars Tom Hardy, which is not the Thomas Hardy that wrote the literary classic. But
is this a remake of the Mel Gibson original Mad Max, or is this a continuation? Is it the same kind of character? I mean, it's obviously
it's the same kind of thing with new special effects. It's Mad Max Road to Fury Road. The reviews on this
future.
That's right. Charlize Theron plays a very tough lady on the road, the reviews have been pretty good. Pitch Perfect 2 is a bit of an acquired taste, but the folks that like
it has
this,
a built-in audience.
It does. So it's about an a cappella group who was kind of embarrassed in their last outing in Pitch Perfect. They were doing really well, and then it got a little embarrassing for them. So they're back at Lincoln Center to try to recapture their reputation and artistry. So Pitch Perfect 2 opens at your local multiplex this Friday.
Any other special screenings?
Well, we've got a ladies' night in downtown Ann Arbor this Friday.
Best kind of night.
Main Street and the State Street Association have put together. And as part of that, we're showing Thelma and Louise, starring Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon. That's going to be at 8:30.
When ladies' night goes wrong.
That's right. That's right. And we've got a midnight film at the State Theater, a wonderful satire called I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. This is a Keenan Ivory Wayans film, and it's
kind of a spoof on the old blaxploitation movies.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we've got Phantom of the Opera coming up on Sunday the 17th, which I'm very excited about. This is good. This is a recreation of the 1925 silent film with live musical accompaniment by Andrew Rogers. It's going to be put on in association with the American Association
Lon
of
Chaney,
Organists.
Right? Yep.
Lon Chaney stars as the Phantom, and they built Broadway musicals and everything else around the same story. But this was a really, really effective silent era film. And then Roar is a film that we're doing for a very short run on Thursday, May 21st. And this stars Tippi Hedren. It was directed by her husband, Noel Marshall. And this film... usually they put, no animals were harmed in the making of this movie.
Right.
And in this case, no animals were harmed, but over 70 people who were in the film or worked on the film, including Melanie Griffith, who is Tippi Hedren's
daughter
and the director, Noel Marsh's stepdaughter, were viciously injured by the lions in this film.
So the animals that were harmed were the humans.
That's right. The animals that were harmed were the humans. So anyway, this film is about a gentleman who decides he's going to live with nature, and he lives with cheetahs and lions and elephants. It was an idealistic story that in many ways went way wrong. It did not do well at the box office, but it's become a real cult film that people really want to see. And we're going to show it.
I suspect there's a lot of people that like to see the animals get their revenge.
That's right. Well, and Melanie Griffith still literally suffered scars, and as a lot of the folks that were in this film.
Fascinating. So when's that? That's a short run?
Yeah, it's on Thursday, May 21st, so it's a week from today. But anyway, lots going on in the movie world, and get your tickets to Cinetopia, get your passes, and going to a festival is a little different than going to a movie, because you just want a pass, and you just go film after film after film. Set aside a day or two or three. So,
for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.